There are only a handful of bands that truly stand the test of time and resonate with fans spanning across the globe and the generations. Bands like the Beatles, the Ronettes, and the Ramones.
Hey!
Longtime drummer for the group and one of its only surviving members, Marky Ramone, wrote a book titled Punk Rock Blitzkrieg, My Life as a Ramone, that came out this week. Sarah Ventry caught up with him about his new memoir, in which he reflects on his life, career, and years spent in the iconic band.
I had the opportunity to observe the other three members in the van for 15 years and 1,700 shows.
And however many tens or even hundreds of thousands of miles. The dynamics of the group are well documented, and it wasn't always pretty. Clashes over politics, creative direction, and even girlfriends were a huge part of life offstage for the band. In his new book, Marky Ramone delves into extraordinarily detailed recounts of the group's adventures and squabbles that later became legendary, like what it was like to record with well-known rock producer Phil Spector.
Well, he never pointed a gun at us in the studios. That's just a rumor.
A rumor that was not completely surprising, considering a similar rumor existed about Spector when he produced John Lennon and Leonard Cohen. Marky says Spector never actually pulled a gun on them, but he does say in the book that Spector pulled out two pistols and laid them on the table. Intimidating to some, but not to Marky.
Phil was a very unusual person, and of course with a huge ego, but he was the greatest producer America had, rock producer. So we were very grateful to work with him, but along with that came, you know, all the craziness. I mean, we as the Ramones weren't your normal people either.
Throughout the book's tales, from humorous to heartbreaking, it's hard to forget that there's a unique sense of loss accompanying each story, because the other most prominent members of the band have all passed away.
Of course, it was emotional because the other three members weren't around anymore. And if I'm going to talk about someone else, I got to talk about myself, too, and what I went through concerning the rehab, two rehabs I was in and all the craziness that went down in my life.
The craziness that Marky Ramone is referring to includes the 4 years in the mid-80s when he was asked to leave the band because of his severe alcoholism. After spending time in rehab and getting clean, he rejoined the band in 1987. Marky remained with the band until their breakup in 1996. In 2001, frontman Joey Ramone died of lymphoma. And in the years since, Johnny, Dee Dee, and Tommy Ramone have all passed away as well.
Death is a horrible thing, especially when you die young. I mean, they died too young to enjoy the fruits of their labor. But I find it fun playing the songs, and I see it in the audience that I'm providing them entertainment that they like. If I stopped doing this, I would feel bad not playing those songs. So that's why I continue, because it was always a joy playing them, and it helps perpetuate the memory of the band.
Marky Ramone still plays the Ramones music in his own band, Marky Ramone's Blitzkrieg. And over 35 years later, he couldn't be happier about it. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News.
Marky Ramone will be in town this Tuesday, January 20th at the Crescent Ballroom in conversation with the Arizona Republic's Ed Masley.